Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution breaking. I totally just blanked. Breaking news, culture, pneumatic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. And that's exactly what we're going through. Speaking of the separation of money and state, absolutely bonkers. Just came out. The DOJ just announced that they, some quote unquote crypto enforcement announcement, right? It's an announcement. It's interesting how that works. And also, we're going to talk about the bankers and the World Economic Forum. They're currently meeting in Davos. All the so-called world elites are meeting over there. And very, very interesting, guys. They're calling for the regulation of Bitcoin. I wonder why, right? And then connect the dots, right? You have the IMF, you have the World Bank. They're all not fans of Bitcoin, right? They don't like what's going on. And of course, does it really surprise you that the people that say you should own nothing and be happy are meeting together and they're saying we must regulate this thing? It's because they know that on a Bitcoin standard, everyone will own Bitcoin and be happy. But they don't want that. They want you to own nothing and be happy. Well, do they have a surprise coming? Anyways, guys, today is going to be a very special show. Opti is anchoring. How you doing, Opti?
I am good, man. All jacked up on coffee. I had an extra cup this morning so I could get going. But hey, man, another day in paradise, another day to counter the legacy media FUD. So I'm excited for this one. And then also, you know, we don't like to speculate on the price, but today's culture, I'm going to kind of morph it around the market psychology of FOMOing into the pump versus why people don't buy it when it dips. Like, what is going on here, man? It blows my mind.
It's going to be a very special show. And of course, the third member of Simply Bitcoin, the one, the only, the legendary Rustin. How you doing, Rustin?
Good morning, guys. Excited to get to it and see what these sick degenerate big bastards and Davos are up to. And yeah, it's kind of gross, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Let's see what the monetary demons are up to. They're scheming. And remember, guys, Bitcoin is it throws a wrench to their plans, man. Instead of the great YouTube doesn't like it. Instead of the great you guys know what I'm talking about. It's going to be the great reset instead. And yeah, it just doesn't like, you know what? Just call them for what they are. You know, put the conspiracy theories aside and all that stuff. The central planners, it puts, you know, it ruins the central planners' ability to central plan. That's why they're so upset. But we have all the receipts. Rustin and Opti are going to hold it down for you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Opti, show's all yours, my friend. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, guys, boys and girls, mainly boys and some girls. We're getting to the numbers. And of course, we're using Clark Moody's dashboard. So first and foremost, we are at block height of 772,556, all-time high in block height. It's almost like the Bitcoin network works. And we are currently at a Bitcoin price of 20,920. We're fluctuating. We're retesting. We're still around that 21K as far as I'm concerned. It's a nice psychological level, which means we are currently at a Moscow time or a sats per dollar price of 4,776. And also, guys, hit me in the chat. Bits or dollars, because or bits or sats, because I'm kind of leaning towards bits nowadays, guys. So 47.76 bits, because once we get to that bit to dollar parity,
that's tough.
I know, but once we get to that bit to dollar parity, then the sats breaks down as pennies, and I think the masses might might digest that one easier. But anyways, I digress. Hit me in the chat. What are you guys thinking? I know everyone's going to say sats, but anyways, we are at, and this is my favorite number, percentage issued of 91.74% of all Bitcoin ever to be mined. 91%. It's a A minus right now in terms of the Bitcoin percentage issued. Anyways, we're at market cap of 403.2 billion. We're inching up, as you can see, guys. We're going to get back to that $1 trillion market cap soon enough. And of course, like Nico says all the time, Bitcoin taking every other currency to school with the realized monetary inflation of 1.76. And again, I added my numbers in here. I forget which ones Nico has on his dashboard, but the Bitcoin versus gold market cap at 3.2%. If you are bearish on Bitcoin, if you don't think that there's a lot of room to grow in Bitcoin, well, just look at this number. Bitcoin still only 3% of the gold market cap, and that is where we are headed. So total capacity in Lightning Network is 5,204.79 BTC. That is in the public channels. There's obviously more private Lightning channels out there that we don't know how much Bitcoin is locked up in there, which means that the total capacity value of the Lightning Network, public Lightning Network, is $108.9 million. And the hash rate for the last 90 days is 256.9 exahashes. We had a pretty good conversation in yesterday's spaces about hash rate and what this all means. And the total reachable public Bitcoin nodes is 14,612. All right, guys. So we covered the numbers. And, you know, I'm playing you guys a video. We say it all the time on this show. Simply Bitcoin is a bipartisan Bitcoin show, and we tell you consistently the importance of alternative media sources, the importance of you guys out there, the citizen journalists, and we tell you just how much that legacy media is bought and paid for, and that you can't really trust their incentives. And so, again, we are bipartisan, but we saw this video on Twitter. And I think it's just another data point of what we continuously tell you guys about legacy media, about the public talking head figures. And this is a video from Steven Crowder. Again, he is right-leaning, but listen to what he's saying and remember what we tell you guys consistently on this show, that you cannot trust legacy media, you cannot trust the public figureheads because their incentives are skewed, they are bought and paid for. So this is the importance of you guys out there on Twitter continuing to counter the legacy media FUD, continuing to spread the truth. The rise of the citizen journalist is probably the most important thing going on in the world right now and a wrench in the World Economic Forum's plans of you owning nothing and be happy. So let's just get into this video and then we'll come back afterwards and we'll kind of chat about it. So here we go.
But for the first time, I have to say that I believe many of those in charge in the right-leaning media are actually at odds with what's best for you, the viewer, the customer, and more importantly, the country. We here at Mel Club, we thought that we were all in this together, that we were fighting the media, entertainment, industrial complex. We thought that we were all genuinely taking it to big tech. But too many of those in charge of the big conservative platforms are verifiably in bed with them. Big tech is in bed with big con. The people you thought, the people I thought were fighting for you, a lot of it has been a big con. Now, I'm specifically avoiding naming names or going after individuals in this video because I genuinely hope that those I'm addressing, and you know who you are, have a change of heart. It's never too late to do the right thing. Guys, this is a genuine plea. We can all do better. We can all do better. It doesn't have to be this way. And please don't make me have to provide receipts.
Oof. First and foremost, don't be a chatty patty. Provide the receipts. And again, guys, you know, first off, or second off, I don't know if I already said first off, but don't get turned off by the right-leaning perspective of Crowder. This is his audience, but it's something we tell you guys consistently on this show. It doesn't matter where this information is coming from. I think I've said it on the show multiple times, you know, left, right, doesn't matter. It is two wings of the same bird, and it is the same message that we tell you guys. So not only do we have the data point about legacy media being bought and paid for, we've been continuously bringing the receipts about the left and the right consistently lying to you guys with the propaganda because they don't have your best interest in mind. They want to continue to toe the party line, continue to propagate what is best for themselves. It's all about incentives. And as we tell you guys all the time, not only does Bitcoin have the best incentives, but you guys, the average person, the person that really believes in truth, the citizen journalist, the person that memes, the shit posters out there, you guys are so important. And you guys are the ones that have put a wrench into the plans of these globalists, of these central planners, because they were not ready for not only the internet, but a highly regarded army of autists out there that are armed with the truth. And so as I'm going to steal a meme from this, the big con, as I said, is the fact that everyone is in fact in this together, just against you. So again, who is this we? As an individual, we are an individualist versus collectivist show, and we stand with the individual, we stand with truth, and just remember that the powers that be do not have your best interest in mind, so do what's best for you and yourself, continue to propagate the alternative media sources that you believe to be the truth, that you believe are principled and ethical, because this is the game we are playing. Remember when we talked about Nayib Bukele's article, "Do Not Drink the Elite's Kool-Aid." The only thing that the powers that be have is the monopoly on truth. And we couldn't have picked a better video to start this, considering what we're going to talk about in the news today. But before we get into that, Rustin, what's your thoughts on this little video from Crowder?
Yeah, not bad. I want to say Diogenes having some fun in the chat. Opti, you might have a mob after you for your bit statement. I like the busting with Rustin idea. I like that, Diogenes. And also, I don't know if Nihilist Field stand-up is going to hold any water. But as we get into this, Crowder, okay, you got many in charge. So you got this illusion of choice through this duopoly they have in the political system. And, you know, journalism was there. It was supposed to critique. It was supposed to hold people accountable. It was supposed to be that constant watchdog, but it got consolidated and centralized. You got five or six people that own a majority of all the networks we view and watch. And we can go back to Bobby Kennedy Jr., who informed us all that, you know, the mainstream media, 60 to 70% of their ad revenue came from pharmaceutical companies. So what do you think? You know, what side are they going to lean on? What agenda are they going to push? And who is behind that agenda? Who funds them? And then you get back to it. And here we are. We're back at WEF and Davos and the cucks and the globalists and the statists and not those people promoting individual liberty, freedom, equity, actual justice, and equality.
Let's go. Couldn't agree more. And again, just to echo what we're saying, this is the importance of you guys. This is the importance of, yeah, like Becca says, of throwing away the television, supporting the sources that you know to be the truth, because we are in an attention economy. And by you giving attention to this stuff, this is how they maintain the facade. This is how they maintain their power. So opt out of the legacy media madness, opt out of the fiat system, and opt into the Bitcoin standard and the Bitcoin ecosystem. So without further ado, we're going to jump straight into the culture today so we can give Rustin some breathing room. And then we'll give you guys the news right after. So here we go, boys and girls.
The Daily Culture.
brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Let's go, guys. Oh, actually, one sec. All right, I'll cover it in the news. I'll cover in the news some of our wasn't prepared for. Anyways, this is the culture. So this is something that I've felt in my life, and it's very interesting. As much as we tell you guys to always buy the dip, to continuously DCA in the Bitcoin market, it's very interesting, the market psychology, not only of Bitcoiners, but of the average person out there. And as I'm going to piggyback off my buddy Fartface2K, actually at Fartface2000 on Twitter, he goes, "Stacker's remorse doesn't happen when the price goes down. It happens when price goes up. Hashtag Bitcoin. I don't care how much you have or how long you've been at it." And what he's talking about is, I've felt this before in my life. And the last cycle, I still feel this in my current life. In this cycle, there is something to Bitcoin that, you know, when the Bitcoin price goes down, you, even as a diehard Bitcoiner, you don't get that FOMO, that greedy vibe of like, okay, I need to stack more Bitcoin. But once it starts pumping again, this is when the real FOMO pops in and you're like, oh my God, I did not get enough sats. And you start to figure out any way to get more Bitcoin. And again, this is not financial advice, but it is financial advice, kind of. But it appears we are in the stack every dip environment. Again, what Fartface is saying, or FF2K is saying, is this is when you need to continuously stack. I know right now people are still saying that we might be in a bull trap. We haven't fully got into a bull market, but this is when the price starts to run, and anytime it dips is when you stack the dip. You are in the stack every dip environment. Anyway, hold on. We got a super chat. Shouts out to Vague. Super chat of $5. He says, "I get all my news, including celebrity gossip and fashion advice, from Simply Bitcoin. No more reading the New York Times lifestyle section. Let's go." Yes, I will do my best in the culture to make sure your guys' gossip is completely on point. Okay. And just to double down on this idea, if you're a Bitcoiner, if you've been around for a while, you know why you hodl. And as I say, once you know why you hodl, it becomes increasingly easier to hodl. This is like the paradox. And I have it over here before I get into Adele's tweet. It says, "You have to hodl Bitcoin to understand Bitcoin, but you have to understand Bitcoin to hodl Bitcoin." And on that point, this is why we know that number go up will in fact happen again. This is just another bear cycle. This is just another business cycle, quote unquote, in the Bitcoin market. I don't think we're going to get into the super cycle this next cycle. So we will see another cycle. But as Odell says right here, says, "I expect that eventually everyone will use Bitcoin, but I have no idea how long that will take. So instead of trying to time the global adoption timeline of a brand new money, I simply stack sats every day and try to stay humble enough to not get wrecked in the process." And this is what we tell you guys consistently. Look, I know we're going to FOMO into the price. I know we get greedy when the sats get low, and we want the price to get lower, and we want to stay stacking sats consistently. But to the new people, if you are still in the Bitcoin cycle, if this is your first go around, just continuously stack sats. As I say all the time, and I say this in personal life, and I say this in spaces, I say this on the show, I've taken this advice from the richest man in Babylon. The safest way to do this is take just 10% of your paycheck, put it aside in Bitcoin, and live within that other 9/10 of your means, and do everything you need to do. Pay rent, you know, eat food, go have some fun, because you need to have some fun. All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy. You know the memes. But you just need to continuously stack. So as the price goes up, continuously stack. If the price goes down, continuously stack. But hey, if you want to be really highly regarded Bitcoiner, then you do a lot more than 10%. And, you know, 1, 2, 5%, 10%, those are low numbers as far as we're concerned. And again, doubling down from our boy Matt Odell, we got another signal from our boy, Marty Bent. He goes, Bitcoin is reliable in a world of increasing chaos. That reliability is a godsend. I'm of the opinion that the world is not properly pricing that reliability at the moment. And this is why we tell you guys to consistently stack. Because what is the use of money? What is the purpose of money? It's to alleviate future anxiety, future uncertainty. You need the most saleable good in the economy so you know that when shit hits the fan, you have something that you can trade with other people. Bitcoin solved the coincidence of wants, and that's all money is. It's just to alleviate uncertainty and have the most saleable good in the society. So when you need something, you can trade your money to get what you need. This is all we are doing here. But people are underestimating the reliability of Bitcoin. And as we're noticing consistently as Bitcoiners, we are living in a very uncertain world and they continuously change the fiat game on you. The rules are always changing. It's always a moving playing field in the fiat world, but not in Bitcoin. We have a reliable hard cap money, uncensorable, censorship resistant. It's almost like the pillar of truth as we talk about all the time. And just to double down on these ideas, Jeff Swan, aka at Agorist View, he goes, even many Bitcoiners are severely underestimating the magnitude of the shift Bitcoin represents. Western governments and crony corps cannot exist in anything like the current forms without the power to print money. Everything is going to change. And this is why, as Bitcoiners, we just consistently stack so much. Because if you are a Bitcoiner, if you've been so orange-pilled that your whole life view, your whole perspective on the world has changed, then you understand that this isn't just going to happen on an individual level. This is going to happen on a worldwide level. The whole world is going to change. And if you don't think that a constant monetary ruler is going to have unbeknownst causes and chaos on the world right now, then you need to wake up. Things are going to change, and they're going to change drastically, and they are changing in real time. I know as a human, we wake up every single day and we're like, man, things are not happening as fast as we'd like it in the Bitcoin space. But the development, the fact that Bitcoiners continuously say,
I am building.
It's happening so fast in Bitcoin. You cannot turn around the Titanic of the fiat world in one cycle, in two cycles, in three cycles. But this is what we're doing. The world is changing and you guys are on the front lines. And I think this cycle, as I've been saying for a while, is going to get crazy. I think this year is going to get absolutely insane. So as I said before, once you know why you HODL, the HODL becomes easier. And again, I'm going to put a pin in this by my boy Fartface2K. And he goes, HODLing is not easy. I've had great investment picks in my lifetime, but I have mostly taken early taxable profits trying to prepare myself for an exponential opportunity. And look at the date here, May 30th, 2019. And we continuously say this. I continuously tell you guys the same thing. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually for what is about to come. But also, enjoy the now. Remember this moment, because if you're strong enough to ride this shit out, enjoy and don't let anyone say you got lucky. You have to HODL Bitcoin to understand Bitcoin, but you have to understand Bitcoin to HODL. Guys, I'm convinced this year is going to get crazy. We know the price is going to pump and the FOMO is going to overtake us and Bitcoin's going to do the heavy lifting for us in our regard when we show Bitcoin to the masses, to our friends, to our family. So right now is the time before things get super crazy to get your house in order, get your self-custody in order, take your Bitcoin into self-custody, secure your backup keys, make sure you are using the Bitcoin wallets that you think are the freedom tools like Green Wallet, Blue Wallet, Breeze Wallet, Phoenix Wallet, Moon Wallet, Zeus, Sparrow, Spectre, Cold Card, Seed Signer, Jade. Again, there's trade-offs in all these, but these are the wallets that I use. I have I don't even know how many wallets on my phone and I use them all. But this is the time before things get too crazy because I'm already starting to feel the FOMO. We're at 21K and I'm thinking to myself like, man, I probably could have stacked a little harder down in the 16, 17K, and who knows, maybe we are in a bull trap and we'll retest these prices. But I'm telling you guys, as the price continues to move up, you guys are going to start to feel this FOMO yourself. So prepare yourself for this. It's going to be a crazy year. The market psychology of the Bitcoin price is absolutely bananas. And don't let anyone tell you that hodling is easy. It is not easy. You know, it may be easy hodling than Bitcoin when your Bitcoin gets, you know, the purchasing power gets decimated, because who wants to drop these sats for cheap? It's going to be just as hard to hold on to those sats when your purchasing power increases by magnitudes of difference. So prepare yourself now. We're still in the first month. We're still in the first inning of this year. So I wanted to give you guys this PSA today, just so you guys continuously think about this. Anyways, Rustin, what's your thoughts on this, bro?
Man, good stuff. I like Elaine nailed it in the chat. Tell lies, Vision. Turn that shit off. Learn Bitcoin, use Bitcoin, and the rest you're going to see for yourself. Tyler Durden also had another great statement. Don't drink the Cantillionaire Kool-Aid. A daily DCA, guys. It's like, I'm pretty sure Dr. Jeff has told us this, right? The great Dr. Jeff. A daily DCA makes the status and fiat go away. So hodl your precious corn.
Let's go, guys. This is what we tell you guys. And really, the Bitcoin market is a psychological market, guys. Like, do not get, what's Foss always says? Do not get smart by a half. You guys have the best money in the world. You guys have the best savings technology in the world. And the world is about to wake up to this. I've said it before and I've said it again. We are crossing the Rubicon into mainstream consciousness. Bitcoin is the top of mind of everyone, as we kind of mentioned in the beginning. We have governments talking about Bitcoin. We have world organizations talking about Bitcoin. We have central planners consistently talking about Bitcoin. So if you don't think that we are just in the very beginning of the then they fight you stage, then you need to kind of wake up to the idea that they're going to do, and of course the metaphorical they're going to do everything they can to make you drop them sats. But once you go into Bitcoin, there's no going back to the dirty fiat system. So just prepare yourself, know why you hodl, and the hodling becomes easier. And on that note, let's jump into the news, because we got a lot of news to cover today.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
You're on, Rustin.
All right, let's go. And that was a great lead-in by Opti talking about, you know, we're in the then they fight you stage. You can remember, they've been laughing. They said, we're boiling the oceans, that Bitcoin has no value. We're going to look at the statements. Oh, oh, God. Every time I look at that woman, she almost drives me to have a coincidence. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right, let's look at some of the statements from some of our...
Hey, Rustin, try to zoom in. If you can zoom in a little bit so they can read some of this stuff themselves, that'd be cool. If not...
Let me see if that's
going in there.
Is that better?
There you go.
Okay, so let's look at some of the statements from our usual suspects, and I believe Opti's Felonious X might also be included in this. So we can see the stooges, including Elizabeth Warren, Janet Yellen, and Jerome Powell, have spouted off on how Bitcoin is bad. You know, we're using too much energy. It's consumed just to keep the currency tracking going, said Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren, who proved herself to be a puppet for Wall Street when she demanded that the Securities and Exchange Commission step in when populist Redditors bought GameStop stock. So who was she looking out for? It sounds like she's looking out for Wall Street. Bitcoin uses more electricity per transaction than any other method known to mankind. So it's not a great climate thing. All right, more dumbass speak. Let's go to Janet Yellen. You're absolutely right that the technology to accomplish this change over time, and we need to make sure that our methods for dealing with these matters involving terrorist financing and the like. Well, guess what? Most criminal activity and most money laundering is done through the legacy system. so you assholes can GFY. Now, okay, so they've laughed at us. Now they're coming out. You know, they're not saying that this is a nothing anymore. Let's go check in at Davos and see what's going on over there. Oh my sweet Jesus! All right, guys. I knew that was going on. Larry, can you get us to the next screen? Jesus Christ. Oh, look at Biden checking his clock. He's ready to go. Yeah. All right, on to the next one. Okay, here we go. This is the news, guys. Sorry about that. Bankers and regulators find common ground on crypto at Davos. Well, crypto's bullshit anyways. So, the two most powerful entities, you know, they obviously have incentives to attack Bitcoin, but regulators and bankers might not always agree. But they found common ground in Davos. Go figure. Especially with what they were doing prior, smearing things all over each other and whatnot. But speaking at a panel on the challenges facing banks, Singapore's senior minister, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, and EU Bank Governing Council member, Francois Villeroy de Galic, Jesus, get a better name, emphasized the name for crypto regulation and sentiment echoed by UBS Group. The greatest challenge today is non-banks. But where did all the problems come from today? Where did the wealth disparity come from? Where did the societal issues come from? You guys had a war on drugs. How's that going? People are dying from opioid overdoses all over. You had a war on poverty. We have greater wealth disparity than ever. You are inept and incapable. All central planners' plans are nothing more than plans for chaos. And the free market is the solution we need. Not these people and the things they do in their free time. But let's go on. Now we know they see Bitcoin and these things as a threat. So what is their proposition? We talked about this the other day. They have three main propositions. And of course, this came out as a bulletin. What was it? Bulletin number 66. Of course, seems pretty big deal that the global elite are starting to feel it around the collar. So they're saying, let's ban it, eliminate potential harm to the current financial system that's causing all this calamity around the globe and human suffering. We can contain it, prevent quote unquote crypto from damaging the real economy. You're doing that yourself. Or we could regulate it and ensure consistency in regulating financial activities so that people can launder money just as good as they can through the legacy system. I mean, none of it makes sense. And maybe they're starting to figure out that all this, they're screwed. You can't stop it. Bitcoin is going to run you over. It's like Jerome Bettis. Get out the way. You guys saw India's central banker the other day and what he was talking about. Not going to play this clip, but feel free, go back and watch that. Our homie from India, watch that and analyze his tone and body language. He's saying, listen, you troglodytes, this isn't a joke anymore. It can and will upend and replace the current system if we allow it, which is awesome because this equitable, just world around actual equality and equal application of the law, where no one is forced to use money that steals from them and creates record wealth disparity and societal decline, wouldn't exist anymore. So if you want to keep that thing in line, go suck fiat penis. All right, on to the next one here. So we can see they're sweating a bit. This from Sam Callahan. If the ECB's own staff doesn't trust them, why would 20 other countries? 40% of 1,600 survey respondents said they had low or no trust in ECB leadership. Well, I don't blame them. Their leader is a felon with criminal negligence charges, hence why Opti dumped her. Let's go on over here. Still shaking in their boots. Klausy's not liking it. You know, is the narrative falling apart? Is Klaus losing hold on all of it? You can see, you know, they're sweating, they're feeling it, and they know a fistful of monetary freedom is heading right for them. Shout out, got to give a shout out to the mighty Anthrax. Fistful of Steel is a classic. Anyways, one last question I have. Okay, I'm going to go over here. Listen to this. Now, we're going to get hypothetical. What if the status, the globalists, were starting to capitulate? What if they were beginning to see the jig is up from billions being pulled from BlackRock's ESG, along with the global backlash to their backdoor globalist collectivist takeover through fear, manipulation, and control. But it looks like the people are not afraid. They have lost credibility and trust. There is a growing lack of faith and trust, growing lack of faith and trust in these corrupt institutions. So how do they stay relevant? They have to let go of the reins, embrace the new way, and bring value. Now, let's take a look at one of our favorite cucks, Larry Fink, and what he had to say at Davos. You can hit it, Opti.
You know, when I think about the need for global trade and the need to have a more resilient world and world economy, I actually believe the only way we're going to achieve that is we have more governments focusing on the concept of hope. If you look back in the last 3 years, I think the word hope has been forgotten. We are seeing a declining birth rates worldwide, accelerated during COVID. We have more polarization in the world politically. We have more anger. We have a war. And if we're going to really re-engage growth, people have to have a belief that in investing money today for something that you're going to get back in 20, 30 years, you only do that if you believe tomorrow is a better place to be. If you don't believe tomorrow is a better place to be, and obviously a lot of families are believing, are questioning that, you keep all your money in a bank and you don't invest. And we're seeing more and more of that throughout the world right now. And so the key for the private sector is for leaders of businesses to try to find more ways of hope. But I would urge more governmental officials to think about that word too. It has been absent in our dialogue for the last 3 years as we focus on a mortality related to COVID, and we focus on a war, and we focus on other issues. And it's put a lot of fear in a lot of people, and we need to find a way to reinstill hope for more people in the world that tomorrow is going to be better.
Awesome, Opti. And we got the screen back up, so here we go. So you saw that. Now let's go through, and this was from Dr. Don't Believe the Hype, okay? He created a little thread, so he goes back to June 1st. BlackRock adds Bitcoin to their $15 trillion global allocation fund. Oh, never mind. December 30th, sorry, and that was January 6th. But BlackRock gives bankrupt Bitcoin miner Core Scientific $17 million loan. BlackRock offers Bitcoin investing to big institutional clients. And as we know, who has referred to Bitcoin as hope more than anyone else? And of course, Bitcoin is hope. So if you want to bring that down, Opti, want to get your thoughts. And if we have time, I have a couple more items we could hit.
Awesome. Well, in the beginning of this, I think we had Lizzie Warren up on here, you know, and again, we talk about it all the time. It's very interesting that these politicians, the powers that be, these bureaucrats, as we call, you know, the unproductive class, the high-level parasites, the monetary demons, always use the low-hanging fruit of energy and money laundering, and they're just continuously doubling down on this idea, and it just proves to me that they're scared. That, you know, the World Economic Forum is scared, that the central planners are scared because they know what we said. And they literally said it themselves that Bitcoin will upend the fiat system. And this is why there is so much angling towards regulating Bitcoin when Bitcoin is regulated by all of you guys out there running the software. Like, this is a feature, not a bug. And, you know, just kind of doubling down on that idea, like Bitcoin will cause havoc in the short term for those that are still fiat maxis. But in the long term, Bitcoin will change the world. And this is why we continuously come out here. And this is why we are so hopeful. And so it is very interesting that Larry Fink is talking about hope, because if you are in the fiat system, obviously there's not much hope in that system. And I think this is them trying to co-opt the narrative, because look, They've been trying to throw at any kind of narrative and see what fits. First, they said you will own nothing and be happy. Like, they're forcing that on us. Now they're like, oh, wait, you know, like the world is unhopeful. We need to figure out ways to make the world more hopeful. And it's very interesting that Larry Fink touched on the idea of lowering your time preference. And, you know, if you're not thinking about the future, if you're not hopeful about the future, how are you going to build for yourself a better life. And Becca made a pretty funny comment in the chat. Let's see. She goes, I thought these morons wanted people to have less children, and now they're telling us to plan our future better. And it's like, you wonder why people are lacking hope. You wonder why the world is turning into, as Nihilist Fields says in his name, a world full of nihilist fields. Like this, it's very hard not to become pessimistic in a world where the powers that be are robbing you, they're debasing your currency, where they're telling you not to have children, they're telling you to, you know, not eat the nutrition dense diet that we know to be the best things to be eaten. Like, they want you in a box, they want you logged into the black mirrors, and now they're trying to co-opt that narrative and be like, hey guys, like, oh, it's very interesting that there's no hope in the world. Like, we need to give more hope. And it's like, I wonder why. And, you know, as Sailor uses as hope.com, Bitcoin is hope. And Bitcoin does offer us a better future. Bitcoin offers us a solid foundation to build on for ourselves, our future selves, and hopefully our future children and families. So Bitcoin is hope. Bitcoin is that shining light. And of course, the powers that be are not going to endorse it. But if they really wanted to instill hope, then they would endorse Bitcoin. They would try to get Bitcoin into people's hands. They would tell people to take Bitcoin into self-custody, because Bitcoin does offer that hope. And I'm only saying this because it's done it to me. It's done it to my friends. I continuously see this happen to new Bitcoiners. And this is what's happening, man. This is why I'm always going so hard into culture about Bitcoin changing like your very DNA, your perspective on the world. And we're going to see this phenomenon play out. But Rustin, we do have a couple more minutes, so jump into your next story.
Yeah, let's hit it. Let's bring it up. Let's go back in. I'm sure you guys got to look at this. So all I want to do here is show you guys this. Not really going to read much here. You guys know how this stuff goes. But yet again, KYC does not provide protection to anyone, but makes everyone vulnerable. How are people hacked to begin with? By data and information collected by those demanding and forced to use KYC themselves for them and their customers, and it makes everyone less secure. KYC doesn't protect consumers. It doesn't protect anyone. It's a surveillance tool, and it violates all of our Fourth Amendment protections. So let's go ahead. What is the Fourth Amendment? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. It shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and or the person or things to be seized. So KYC in itself is unconstitutional. The Patriot Act is unconstitutional. The NDAA is unconstitutional. But what's interesting about that is they were all bipartisan bills, and they all have bipartisan support. So Fourth Amendment, it's pretty freaking clear, right? So on to our next topic. More news. Oh, and this was just to show you guys again, because we bring those receipts. The majority of quote-unquote crypto is not used for criminal activity, according to an excerpt from Chain Analysis 2021. Let's see. 0.34%, $10 billion in transactions were used in criminal activity, but according to the UN, it's estimated that between 2 and 5% of global GDP, 1 to 4 trillion annually, is connected with money laundering and illicit activity in the legacy system. But, you know, fiat is trash, and so are shitcoins. And shitcoins and their supporters and the people shilling these unregistered securities keep getting their balls kicked in. As Coinbase confirms it's halting operations in Japan, they just cut almost another 1,000 or so from their workforce. And let's go check these guys. You guys know Silvergate, DCG, Gemini, Genesis. All these assholes are getting the business. But while the shit corners are getting wrecked, Bitcoiners are building and growing like Swan. It's a natural progression. And many others. Let's run through Bitcoiner jobs real quick, just, you know, so we can bring the receipts. Look at these guys. So Foundation, Brains, Rely. Swan's got tons of positions on here. A lot of mining companies as well, I saw. Lightning Labs, Riot Blockchain, So it seems like we've got somebody building and growing while someone else is going the way of the dodo bird. So, and we know that all these shit coins and unregistered securities will go to their true value eventually of zero, while the hardest, soundest money ever created will keep on ticking. And eventually the cucks will capitulate. What do you think, Opti?
Well, I love the energy, Rustin. Absolutely killing it. People are loving it on Twitter as well. Well, as I said in the culture, and I say this all the time, and we say this all the time, we stress this all the time on this show, Bitcoin will change our institutions. And, you know, I think this is just part of the growing pains. And for lack of better terms, like, it sucks that the SEC is wrecking these shitcoin miners. Like, the SEC needs to get their shit together, obviously violating multiple laws over there. But hey, I'm just a random dude on YouTube. I'm just an average Bitcoiner that sees things and says things on the internet. But I think this is stressing the importance, on the one hand, of home miners, of you guys plugging in your ASICs at home, finding cheap electricity, and also some foreshadowing of what can potentially happen to other Bitcoiners in the future. So, like, I think, again, we're going to go into some rocky scenarios, not only this year, but into the future. And we're going to see all these institutions fail their citizens continuously. And then to the second point, you know, Bitcoiners build in the bear market. You know, I have Becca here on the soundboard for a reason.
I am building.
Because Bitcoiners continuously build the products that we need for the future. And this is all happening in quiet right now. You know, most people are focused on the price. And I even started this today's show with my focus on the price. And it's more to show that when things start getting crazy and the price starts moving, you know, it gets absolutely insane on not only Bitcoin Twitter, but in the Bitcoin world in general. But this is the time when the products, the infrastructure was built. This is the time when the hardware signing devices are built, when the mobile wallets are being built and improved. And like I said, when you guys improve your self-custody, you guys improve yourselves, because things are going to get crazy. And like I said, in the short term, we are going to feel a lot of pain. We're going to see a lot of institutions drop the ball. And so, again, as an individual, you need to watch out for yourself and your best interests, for you and your family, because you cannot trust these institutions, whether it's legacy media, whether it's government institutions, whether it's central planners. You cannot trust them to have your best interest in mind, whether it's heads of corporations, whether it's big tech, big pharma. You cannot trust any of these institutions any longer to have your best interest in mind. And this is why we continuously try to tell you guys on Simply Bitcoin that it's an individual revolution. It's upon you guys out there to take take your incentives seriously. Like, take inventory of your own life, audit yourself, audit every aspect of your own life, and try to live a better life so that you don't get wrecked by outsourcing your trust. Remember what is said in the white paper: these institutions have abused your trust, and they will continue to abuse your trust as long as you give them the power. Anyways, let's jump into everyone's favorite portion of the show.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. All right, boys and girls, again, mainly boys and some girls. Shouts out to Bitcoin Becca, probably the only girl on the YouTube chat. Actually, Elena and Becca, shouts out to you girls. But as we say all the time, you are in an information war. You are frontline soldiers. As we showed you in the beginning in the numbers, you cannot trust legacy media. You cannot trust the talking head. So, you know, curate your life, curate your entertainment that you are digesting, because it's all about the incentives and you can't really trust any of these big companies out there. So the rise of the citizen journalism journalist means you guys out there, the shit poster, the Bitcoin content creator. You have an important part in this. So tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. Continue to counter the FUD, continue to ridicule the FUD, continue to make the funnies so that other people understand why we hodl. This is the way. And then, of course, this is the meme review. So drop your meme review score in the chat, and I will cover it at the end. This first one, shouts out to Sailor. You know, we got billionaires memeing out there because he understands what we understand. Putting truth in art is one of the most effective ways to get our point across. It doesn't negate the podcast. It doesn't negate the articles. It doesn't negate all the content we are creating. But memes have power in this world because everyone has ADHD now, apparently. And this is the best way to get our message across. So this one, I don't know if these are all from Igor, but it looks like, oh no, we had it right here. Okay, art by 21 Art Official using AI. So again, that's why it looked familiar. It's AI generated art, but I really love the little pun on here. Hashtag Bitcoin is your best friend. And we got this really cool Labrador with the Bitcoin goggles. It looks like Labra. Come back inside, Labra, please. Anyways, a Labrador with Bitcoin goggles because Bitcoin is your best friend and dogs are man's best friend. Everyone knows this. So nice little pun. This next one, this was a comment on our Simply Bitcoin show yesterday because we all know that CBDCs are not for your best interest. So shout out to...
That's quality.
Shouts out to Hongu Mart, aka at 4KZ9P2J5SG. Shouts out to you, bro. And we got a, you know, classic Simpsons meme. And we got Lisa up here with her presentation. She goes, CBDCs are just government reward points for loyal customers. This is the way, guys. Do not be a loyal customer. As we say, become ungovernable. Become an individual. Take your life back. Take your money back. Take your health back. Because no one else is going to do that for you. It's upon you as the individual. Shouts out to Jose underscore S underscore Bam on Twitter. Shouts out to you, bro, or Jose S Hoddle. And he goes, good morning. Sell your chairs, enjoy the show, and fuck the fuckers. And we got a chair, a Pepe chair with some coffee. And I don't know what this is, Cabby, Kobe. Cobb B, and he goes 42,069. I think that is where the Bitcoin price is going. I think this is a foreshadow. So again, the real FOMO comes when the price moves, and I guess 42,069 soon TM. And on this point, I brought this one up. This is a screenshot. This is a classic screenshot. I'm pretty sure everyone has seen this, but I wanted to add this today because of what I covered on the culture. So shouts out to at Cypher Hoodlum for reposting this. And he goes, hashtag Bitcoin 2010. I missed the bus. And the reason I wanted to put this one on today's show is because as the price starts to move, we're going to be hearing the same narratives, the same FUD lines, the same countering of all your awesome Bitcoin points. And it's that you're not early to Bitcoin, bro. Like, I missed the bus. You know, Bitcoin's at 21K. Like, I wish I bought it at 10K. I wish I bought it at 3K. And this is just all part of the market psychology. And as the screenshot says, we got Ari. How many Bitcoins do you own? How many Bitcoins do you have, sir? Let us know. And this is Ichi. July 25th, 2010, 2010. I have only 600 Bitcoins, virtually all generated last week. I missed the bus. Sad face emoji. I'll be buying some soon. Happy face emoji. I mean, man, I wish I had 600 Bitcoins, but I lost them all in a boating accident. So shouts out to you, Itchy. If you held on to those 600 Bitcoins, I'm sure you are pretty happy about it 13 years later. But this is just a continuous theme that you will see as you are a Bitcoiner, as you are becoming a hodler of last resort. People will continuously say that they missed the bus and they have Bitcoin. They have more Bitcoin than they'll probably ever have in their lifetime. Anyways, this last meme, shouts out to RDBTC. And he goes, Bitcoin winter is over. And it's, what's this meme again from, I'm forgetting. I never watched
Game of Thrones.
This is a Game of Thrones, but with a twist. So he goes, brace yourselves. Winter is over with laser eyes. It should have put like a green, some green candles, or maybe, you know, a green D word. We'll keep this.
Phew.
Okay. All right. My meme review score for today. Actually, no, hold on. I know what it is. All right. I remembered I had this, and shouts out to one of our sponsors, CypherSafe, because it's beautiful art. It is CypherSafe's Rubik's Cube made out of titanium with the Bitcoin logo carved in it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's heavy. It's a piece of art, man. It's a work of art. Shouts out to CypherSafe. Go get yourself one on their website. Anyways, Rustin, what is your meme review for today?
I was going to say that looked like art, not that abomination that was unveiled in a park recently. But in mine, I got to go. One of the greatest Austrians of all time. So we got a copy. And I love this cover of the chains of fiat and statism breaking for new liberty.
Oh,
the
great
Murray Rothbard, baby. Oh, yeah.
Awesome score. All right, guys. So as we wait for you guys to drop your meme review score in the chat, go check out representltd.com, or I think they have a URL specific to simplybitcoinrephard.com. You can get yourself an awesome Simply Bitcoin dad hat, or is that a snapback or is that a fitted one?
Yeah, this fitted is a hat. Snapback.
Snapback Simply Bitcoin represent hat with the Simply Bitcoin on the side. You can get yourself some Bitcoin inspired represent merch. I don't think they have hoodies unless you are a big hefty boy. They got some big sizes over there. So hefty boy sizes in the hoodies still on represent LTD. But go support our merch sponsor and get yourself some Simply Bitcoin branded merch. I know my OPSEC. Well, you can wear it around your house if you are concerned about your OPSEC. It's real comfy. But
and you can model it like BTC sessions looking.
Yeah, exactly. I've been wearing my Simply Bitcoin hat since I got it. It's going to get crusty. You already know it's going to get super crusty on here. Anyways, we got some meme review scores already flying in. So let's get this. First one is by Jay Biz. He goes, I give those memes classified documents secured by one Biden Corvette and one Mar-a-Lago Melania security lingerie. Yo, woo! Too hot for YouTube.
Spicy.
Okay, this next one from our boy Nihilus Fields, and he goes,
of course,
score a double date paid in fiat with me and Elaine and Opti and Nancy. Ooh, bounce go wow wow. Okay, we got MG Smith 4. He says, I like green dill on my smoke Oh man. Okay.
Nice
yes.
Grenades.
Hold on before I get into this. Becca, yes, I am giving out live meme criticisms. This is my job. Okay. Becca, Bitcoin Becca, she says, I give these memes a missing Labra dog poster. Labra, come back home. Woof, woof, watermelon. Yes. Labra, come inside. We miss you.
If you see him, please report to the proper Bitcoin authorities.
Yeah. Please tell the Bitcoin CEO. Okay, this next one, Jay Semina, they go, I give those memes a two-day-old chicken nugget. Yo, it still probably looks fresh though. Seed oil maxi. All right, this next one, the P-Man Van. I give those memes Christine Lagarde's criminal record. Yo, okay.
But she doesn't get to be expunged, okay?
Planet Earth giving these memes a Rustin wake-up call. Wake up! Let's go. Okay, let's see. We got a few more in here. Frank Arn goes, I give these memes a Greta Thunberg fake arrestation. Oh, man. Yeah, I know you guys saw that.
Good old lamestream media.
I know you guys saw. Oh, wait. We already got an MG Smith one. Let's see. I think that is it. Hold on. I got the buzzer here as well. Maybe I don't. Yep. Okay.
Ah! Coincidence.
We are done. All right, man. Well, what a show. Of course, if you guys want to hear the show in audio form, we are on Anchor. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. As I say all the time, I'm pretty sure we're on every podcast app that you guys can download. your podcast from. But of course, we are on Fountain. We are a part of the value for value economy. So if you guys stream a set, if you guys send us comments, I will load them up on Friday for you guys. I'll have screenshots of all that stuff. And we appreciate everyone that's clipping us, sharing us on Noster, sharing us on Stacker News. We appreciate all the love and support. And it's what we tell you guys consistently. Don't just spread simply Bitcoin signal. I know you guys love us, but spread all of the signal, because I don't know if you noticed, but go around outside and talk to the normies. And I don't think there's that many Bitcoiners out there, but we are on the way. We are on the mission, and we are continuously going to spread the signal. Anyways, before I go, I almost forgot something. We got a software release today.
Bitcoin software release.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
The Bitcoin Rubik's, here it is, here it is, here it is, in all its glory.
Actual and, art.
In all its glory, in all its titanium glory. Anyways, today's software release is, shouts out to Blockstream, shouts out to our sponsor with the Jade. Look, you can see the pretty translucent green Jade here. So, they just released a new Jade firmware. It's called the Jade Firmware Portal. So you can get your Blockstream Jade at the cutting edge of Bitcoin development. And what this means is they fully open source the firmware. So you don't have to use the Blockstream Green wallet to install the software to get your seed phrase to open up new wallets. So as they say, before this portal, the only way to update Jade was with Green or command line scripts, which are more technical, but we want all Jade users to be able to upgrade easily and safely, no matter what wallet app they prefer. So now you can use any wallet to update your Blockstream Jade. And shouts out to the team over continuously developing all the great products that we love and use. And again, shouts out to the Jade. It's becoming one of the unsung heroes for the prize.
That thing is,
man,
sweet. And I swear I had the exact Game Boy color with that color scheme too. So
exactly.
Dope.
Exactly. All right. So Rustin, we appreciate you filling in for Nico. We are going to have you fill in more often. So get used to Rustin. Get used to the as someone said on the Twitter, Rustin, did you announce for the WWE? Were you a wrestling announcer? Because they love it. They love the energy.
No, right, I was an athlete, played football, that. Then I was a coach and things. And then sports, I wasn't coaching. I did announce for our local community and college and that. So I do have fun with that.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. So again, guys, join us on the Twitter Spaces. We are live right now for about another 40 minutes or so on Twitter Spaces. We wrap up at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We appreciate all you guys that continuously support us, that continuously show up and troll us live in the chat. So share the video, like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And again, it's not just about simply Bitcoin. It's about getting the Bitcoin-only message to as many eyes and ears as possible. So spread all of the Bitcoin signal so that more people become orange-pilled, because this is all we have to do, man. As Bitcoiners, all you got to do is hodl, stay humble, stack sats, provide the value, and spread Bitcoin and take Bitcoin into self-custody, because do not get yourself wrecked. We are about to get crazy this year. So we appreciate you guys, and we will see you on Twitter Spaces. And we'll be back tomorrow with our normal show. Nico, we'll be back, and we'll cover all the news for you guys then. All right, peace out, guys.